Preston Hennigans joins us now from the Federation for American Immigration Reform. Preston, happy Monday to you. Welcome back.
Yeah, thanks again for having me on.
Sure. So I want to get an update on this coalition of 16 organizations and a bunch of Trump administration officials in this letter that was drafted, sent, I guess, to Republican congressional leaders urging these folks to, you know, spearhead this border security bill. So first of all, let's talk about what's in the letter and the bill here, and then let's talk about where it is in the process and how it's doing. So what was in the letter?
Right. So essentially what the letter is it's just outlining, you know, various policies that need to be put in place into a border security bill on day one, assuming that Republicans take back control of the House and or the Senate. And it outlines for these, you know, elected officials, here's how you actually stop the border crisis. You know, here are the laws that have been used by illegal aliens to game our asylum system. Here are changes you could make that would immediately put an end to the chaos that we're seeing at the southern border. And it's really just slow walking these elected officials through this process, because what we don't want to see is, you know, Republicans take back the House and then they throw out some sort of bill that's kind of just window dressing and doesn't actually address what's going on down there.
Right, right. Let's have the meat addressed in these issues here. Let's not just talk about it and sugarcoat things here and work on a couple of things that might not have any major impact. Let's get back to where we were. And these are the bullet points as to where we were and where we need to be moving forward after the demise of the whole border policy situation with this Biden administration. So any response from them on this? I mean, what can they possibly do right now? They have no control of the House or the Senate.
Right. So this is really something that is a forward-looking proposal. And we've already had, from what we've seen, people are very positive and open to it. There's both grassroots support for this, and you've already seen the Republican Study Committee, which is the largest, Republican caucus in the House, has endorsed this and come out and said that this is a blueprint that should be used in the 118th Congress following the 2022 midterm. So this is really just getting out ahead of the issue and making sure that Republicans know that, you know, it's very easy to say no to things. And it's in some ways easy to be in the minority in Congress, because all you have to do is say no and make a stink of everything. But when you're in charge and you actually have control of the legislating process, you have to put pen to paper and make sure that you're coming up with policies that actually work,
right,
and that aren't just, you know, a retread of the same failed policies that they've tried in the past.
Yeah, let's hit the ground running when we take back the House. That's great. I like that idea. And here are your bullet points, guys and ladies. For immigration, what's happening at our border right now. You don't need to sit around and talk about it. Let's do some research and go find out. We got it all for you right here in this letter. So just take a look-see, and let's get moving on this immediately. Good idea. Also, I wanted to get your thoughts on the Salvadorian illegal who came to this country, was arrested in New Hampshire, deported. Now he's back in the country, and now he's suing ICE. What happened here, and what's going on?
Right. So this is a very weird story. But so this man is a convicted criminal, not only in the United States, but also in El Salvador, where he's originally from. And so he was present in the United States. He went through the immigration court. An immigration judge ordered him deported. ICE deported him back to El Salvador. And then he ended up in jail in El Salvador, where he claims that he was beaten and denied food and all kinds of, really, really bad things. And yet he has now arrived back in the United States and is suing Immigration and Customs Enforcement. And in some way is claiming that because they deported him, this is the reason that he ended up being tortured in his home country.
Oh, okay. So it's got nothing to do with his actions and being thrown into jail to begin with, and he's a criminal down there. The fact that he wasn't treated right down there, it's ICE's fault. It's the United States' fault for allowing this to happen because we deported him. Are you kidding me? I mean, if this guy's back in the United States and he's filed a lawsuit, clearly somebody in the law enforcement status somewhere knows about this guy's whereabouts. Why aren't we going to get him and put him back in jail or better yet, deporting him again?
Right. It makes absolutely no sense. And in fact, he may only be pursuing this case in a last ditch effort to not be removed now. I think it's very likely that he'll be deported as soon as this wraps up, because they know exactly where he is. He's apparently back in Massachusetts filing this lawsuit.
So, well, correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think this guy has become a U.S. citizen in this whole process, correct?
No, he hasn't.
Okay, so he's an illegal. Why are we even going to the dance with this guy? How about this? We're not even going to. How about, Judge, can you please rule that illegal citizens of this country don't have the right to sue us and dismiss this case right now? Secondly, bailiff, can you bring in the SWAT team and get this guy back out of this country? Take him down there to the border and give him, you know, a ham sandwich and kick him over the border. I mean, what are we doing even playing ball with this guy?
You know, it makes no sense. And it could be that because he's back in a state like Massachusetts, which has a number of sanctuary laws, that, you know, he may have known where to go. Because I think if he had gone to some other states, you know, particularly Texas or Florida or somewhere else, I'm not sure that he would have been given the kid glove treatment that he's getting in Massachusetts.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Well, not really, you know. And forget the ham sandwich. Price of ham and bread's way up in this country. We can't afford that. All right, Preston, thank you. Idiotic. Where's the common sense in this whole thing?